This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is the most educated state in the nation, with 63% of our residents who have some form of college credential. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
Nationally, 54% of adults hold college degrees, certificates, or industry certification. The Lumina Foundation report shows Colorado surpassed Massachusetts as the most educated state, jumping 2 points over last year. But Colorado Community College System Head Joe Garcia notes there are still sizable gaps between white students and students of color.
I'm still pleased we're seeing growth among students of color, but we need to see more. We need to close those gaps.
Or he says Colorado won't reach its goal to get 66% of residents with a degree or credential by next year. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Colorado's latest winter storm will make way for warmth this week. High temperatures will be above average for the next couple of days. However, National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Gimmestead says the state may see wetter conditions later this week due to a weather system currently impacting western states.
We're going to be getting into some kind of warm, moist air coming up from the southwest U.S. All the rain and stuff they have in California, we're going to be kind of on the edge of that and get the leftovers from that.
The weekend storm brought several inches of snow and precipitation statewide. The storm shut down several major roads and saw avalanche conditions worsen in the mountains. Denver police are continuing an investigation into a mass shooting that happened early Sunday morning in the northeast part of the city. Officials said an uninvited group showed up to a house party in the Green Valley Ranch neighborhood. A confrontation followed, which escalated to gunfire, leaving 6 victims. 2 of the victims, a man and a boy, died from their wounds at the hospital. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.